Good morning. We are here. Give us a moment. So you are now 2 days past the earthquake tsunami in Japan. The nuclear events are still occurring. The scrambling by forces to and organizations to try and cool down the reactors is in full swing. And the images of destruction are coming out more and more and more from the area. And now you have read online where possibly there were Illuminati hands on this. As we see it, yes, there is an attempt to utilize the nature forces as weapons. Absolutely. The darkness that runs your world has built quite an arsenal of these kinds of things, and there has been weather wars, whether it is Katrina or other things that have happened. And so yes, we would concur with the idea that certain forces are attempting to crush the Japanese economy. You see, the Japanese economy was doing very well after their period of downturn, which they have turned around from. And so those who are trying to keep the balloon expanding, if you will, see the Japanese as major party poopers. And so, yes, they have attempted to cause them to stay in their own backyard for a while. You see, as Japan was looking outward at the rest of the world, they were exerting their financial might, just as the Chinese are doing. And so this was kind of a slap. Understand? And it's interesting that other people are getting slapped financially at this time as well. By the dark Illuminatis. Remember what we told you, that much of the upheaval in your economy was because the middle class was getting a little too rich. And so bubbles were created so that they could be burst. And so there is some, from our perspective, there is some definite validity to this line of thinking. But, and we will say this very loudly to those who would listen, there is a growing force of light that is moving more and more and more into position on your world. And they are waiting for that place when they get there where they can, like a judo master, flip the enemy on his back. Understand? And of course, if you've ever watched a wrestling match, you can see how the other opponent tries very hard to prevent from being flipped over. Understand? And maybe they succeed, and maybe they do not. Maybe they succeed, and maybe they do not. Understand? But imagine that you were in a wrestling match. You got into the match with a child. Let's say you got into the match with someone who was 10 years old to your 30 or whatever. Understand? And you were winning because, of course, you were the older and the more mature and the bigger person. But imagine that the match goes on where the opponent gets older and bigger. Understand? Mm-hmm. Imagine you are in this match and yes, you've pinned this person down, but in front of you, they are turning into a 20-year-old and a 25-year-old and a 30-year-old. Understand? They are matching you. And maybe they are growing in size. Maybe they were 100 pounds and now they are 300 pounds. Understand? All of a sudden, in the midst of your match, this opponent is becoming more and more and more formidable. And that is what is occurring. Understand? And the opposite is happening to the other. He is becoming weaker and weaker and weaker. So yes, this may be a finesse move that seems to play into the hands of the Illuminatis, but stay tuned would be our words for it. Understand? There's more to this story and it will unfold. We would like to tell everyone who would listen to us to keep Japan in your prayers, in your thoughts. Send energy, send light to them. Put a bubble of energy around these nuclear power plants. You are not alone. There are many off-world, there are many non-physicals who are doing their damnedest to contain this reactor, these reactor problems. And so, just as you did in the Gulf spill, repeat Gulf spill, see if you can put a bubble of energy around Japan and send them your energy. There's great force and there's great energies available that you as an individual can direct. Just as you direct it in your own life, now you can share some of that energy, that direct it in that direction. Understand?
Yeah.
And a world focused on Japan, helping Japan, will see you through this. We'll see you through this. We would like to say that this is the only thing of this type that's going to happen, but that is not as we see it. And so, as the energies build and as these comets and other celestial bodies move about and the sun has its activity period, you will see more and more and more of this kind of thing, because what is also occurring is a realization that the sun and is affecting your seismic activities. You see, those who deny the sun's ability. You see, there's a grouping on the planet that wants to deny that the sun has anything to do with anything. It's just there. And they do that because they have an agenda, whether it is the carbon tax agenda or whatever, eugenics people that want to minimize the populations or whatever. They don't want to look at the sun and incorporate it into their science of weather and such, because that throws it out of the area that they want to focus on. But we will tell you, as more and more and more of these things occur, it will become more and more and more obvious that the sun and the planets and this comet have effects on these things. Understand? They will not be able to hide it, and some scientifics will begin to blurt out what they are knowing, what they are learning. Because there are many satellites and things of this sort in that are watching all of this. Now, it is interesting that the governments sent up so many secret missions prior to all of this. Understand? What sort of things were going on in space in all of these secret missions? One of the things that the space agency did recently was they flew their secret space plane. There's not much more than a small space shuttle without run by robotics, but it is still a secret space plane. Understand? They want you to think, oh, we're shutting down the shuttle missions. Yes, but do you think that's all they had to get into space? No, there's much more ability within the governments of the United States and others to get into space that are as Obama is quite aware of now, makes the shuttle quite an obsolete piece of technology. Understand? At this time, we would also tell people to not get too fixated on watching the news. Yes, don't be ignorant of it, but don't let it control you. See if you can have this in your consciousness, but then return back to your now. Return back to your world and what you are doing around your own neighborhood and around your own communities. Understand? Not to be ignorant of what is going on in the world, whether it is Libya, or whether it is China, or whether it is Japan, or whatever. But don't let these places pull your focus so far away that you don't get the things done you need to get done in your own backyard. Because it is the things that you are doing in your own backyard which are creating little environments of light, and the more of these environments of light that you create, they begin to coalesce with others that are around you, and it causes a energetic earthquake, if you will, an energetic energy moving through the planet that can shake off this darkness. But the opposite is you don't build your own bubble of light, your own bubble of light, and the darkness can overwhelm you. Understand? It is very similar to having a candle. If you have a candle and you protect it from the wind, you put it in a lamp, you put glass around it and such. Why? Because you don't want the things outside to blow out your candle. The same thing is happening here. You are like a candle. You are drawing in energy. You are beaming light out. But if you don't protect that, if you don't nurture that, one little gust of wind will blow it out. That is what the tsunami is a metaphor of. How quickly it just came along and just wiped things clean. Understand? You have to be aware of what you are doing in your world, in your community, how you are beaming the energy around you and creating that point of light, that bubble of light that is you. Because that is really important. It's really important. Imagine a sky full of fireflies. Understand? That is what you are doing. All of you are bringing your little bit of light to the dark sky and bringing light to it. So, calm your minds. Bring the energies into your world, into your environment. Intend the world you wish. You want a world where there's no nuclear meltdown in Japan? Intend it. You want a world where the international community races and rebuilds and shows the concern for Japan that you would show for a neighbor? Intend it. But also intend that same kind of intention finds its way to your communities. Because if you are sitting here pitting one group of middle class against another group of middle class, if you are sitting here doing all of these socially dispersive or actions in your own backyard, if that is what's occurring in your own backyard, then what can you possibly be beaming somewhere else? You have many things that are going on right now. Many different and competing ideologies and frameworks and ideas of the future. And there's room for all. That's a fact. There's not one world. But whether you end up in one that you are not intending to end up can occur because you are focused on their intentions and not your own. So, with that we will depart. We know that this has been a very traumatic event, and we just wanted to give you all a little bit of pleading advice. Particularly with Japan, we have a very strong connection to the Japanese people. They are very connected to the Pleiades. And so we would like to ask you to please beam some energies towards them of light and intention. Very good. It's been our pleasure.